Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up, while AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, July 29th, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Gracedeal secures $14.91 refinancing for Hilton Garden Inn Green Bay. Gracedeal announced the successful refinancing of the Hilton Garden Inn Green Bay, a 125-key hotel in the Lambeau Field Stadium District. The $14.91 million first-perm loan from Fox Communities Credit Union offers a floating-rate structure. This refinancing was completed ahead of the CMBS loan maturity, securing favorable terms for Beechwood Hotel Group. The loan provides increased operational flexibility and supports long-term goals. Located near Lambeau Field, the hotel is a premier destination for leisure and business travelers. Gracedeal, a commercial real estate firm, facilitated the transaction, highlighting the robust financing market for well-performing hotels. Fox Communities Credit Union demonstrated their commitment to the hospitality sector by partnering on this transaction. The Hilton Garden Inn Green Bay continues to offer guests unparalleled access to Green Bay's attractions.
Splash Beverage Group, Inc. announces NYSE American to commence delisting proceedings for warrants. Ticker SBEE-WT. Splash Beverage Group, Inc. announces that NYSE American will begin delisting proceedings for its warrants, listed under the ticker symbol SBEVWT, due to low trading price. The delisting will not affect the trading of the company's common stock, which will continue to be listed under SBEV. The company has until July 30th, 2025, to appeal the decision, but does not intend to do so. Following delisting, the warrants may be quoted on an over-the-counter market if approved by FINRA. This change will not impact the company's business operations or reporting obligations. Splash Beverage Group focuses on developing early-stage brands and acquiring established brands for global distribution.
Investor news breaks. Adixt Inc., NASDAQ, ADTX, subsidiary Piersanta engages Spartan Capital as lead underwriter for planned IPO. Adixt Inc., a social innovation platform focused on health innovations, announced that its subsidiary Piersanta Inc. has engaged Spartan Capital Securities LLC as lead underwriter for its planned IPO. The IPO aims to support the clinical validation and commercial rollout of Piersanta's early cancer and disease detection tests, powered by its MitoMic mitochondrial DNA platform. Adixt's CEO Amro Albana stated that the IPO aligns with the company's strategy, positioning Piersanta to expand market access and deliver life-saving diagnostics through early detection. Adixt operates multiple programs focused on immune health and precision health, with plans to introduce programs dedicated to public health and women's health. For more information, please visit Adixt's website.
Tiny Gems breaks. Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ buy, eliminates warrants and $25.3 million in convertible notes to strengthen balance sheet. Bollinger Innovations, Inc., announced the elimination of all warrants and $25.3 million in convertible notes by exchanging the debt into preferred stock. CEO David Meschery stated that this move strengthens the company's capital structure and reflects ongoing investor support. Bollinger's commercial electric vehicle lineup includes the 1 Class 1 cargo van, 3 Class 3 cab chassis, and B4 Class 4 chassis cab, all meeting U.S. safety standards and certifications. For more information, visit Bollinger Innovations' website. Tiny Gems is a communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies with growth potential, offering a range of services to enhance corporate communications and reach various target markets.
Interview with Nick Preusch, Tax Director at YHB. Nick Preusch, Tax Director at YHB, brings over 15 years of industry experience and a strong educational background to his role. With expertise in complex tax compliance, international tax issues, and tax ethics, Nick has authored publications for various accounting journals and lectured nationally on tax-related topics. YHB's 2025 tax updates include significant changes such as tax-free overtime and tips, increased senior tax relief, and new business incentives like 100% bonus depreciation and the 20% QBI deduction. The Big Beautiful Bill Act, the most sweeping tax overhaul since 2017, introduces industry-specific benefits and tax planning opportunities. Nick advises taxpayers to work with qualified advisors for accurate interpretation of the law, as tax planning is complex and evolving.
Tariff turmoil triggers budget shifts in global e-commerce. UA trends. Tariff changes and economic uncertainty are shaking up the way e-commerce apps spend their marketing money across the world. According to a new report from AppsFlyer, global spending on user acquisition has reached $4.6 billion. E-commerce giants like Alibaba Group Holding Limited could be closely tracking global shifts in e-commerce trends and adjusting their strategies accordingly to fuel growth. Billion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform focusing on the biggest companies covered by IBN, offering access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit BillionDollarClub.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.